This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Broadwater County judge ruled last week in favor of a small coalition of landowners and water rights holders who challenged a new subdivision proposed for an area already grappling with water supply and water quality issues. Broadwater County District Court Judge Michael McMahon chastised the Broadwater County Commission for authorizing preliminary plat approval of the Horse Creek Hills subdivision near Canyon Ferry, despite an environmental assessment that the judge called abjectly deficient because it failed to take into account impacts to water quantity, water quality, public safety, and wildlife. Judge McMahon also sharply criticized the Montana Department of Natural Resources, accusing the state agency of demonstrating hostility toward a 2009 Montana Supreme Court decision on exempt wells. Those are water wells that allow a landowner to draw groundwater without demonstrating that there will be no adverse impacts to those who hold existing water rights. Developers have been using the exempt well loophole with increasing frequency for low-density development in areas of Montana like Bozeman, Kalispell, Whitefish, and Missoula, among other high-growth areas. Judge McMahon said that by issuing four letters to the project developers preemptively authorizing four exempt wells instead of a single well, DNRC was wrong and the approvals were contrary to the state's highest court's 2009 ruling. He accused the state agency of torturously misreading its own rules. Judge McMahon said, DNRC blatantly ignores a recent Supreme Court holding to conclude that each of the four phases of one larger project are entitled to exempt wells. This is contrary to the administrative rule, statute, the rulings of this and the Montana Supreme Court, and perhaps most troubling, DNRC's own restatement of law. It should give DNRC pause that citizens with seemingly no legal training appear to have a better grasp of the exempt well limits than DNRC, the agency charged with administering the Water Use Act. In Montana, water rights are granted for a specific purpose at a specific place for a certain time, like irrigating fields from June through September from a certain headgate on a river. And water rights are granted to the first to use the water. That's what's known as first in time, first in right. So subsequent water users must show that their water use will not compromise or adversely affect senior water rights users. Exempt wells draw water without having to prove that they won't take water from senior water rights users. Many high-growth areas in Montana see people using exempt wells to draw water that could compromise senior water rights. Vicki Sullivan, one of the Broadwater County residents opposed to the project, accused the county of engaging in a deeply flawed subdivision approval process and condemned the DNRC for its dogmatic rubber stamping of multiple exempt wells. Sullivan said, "The court order is not only a victory for rural residents on the eastern shore of Canyon Ferry, but it's also a victory for citizens across the state confronted by rampant sprawl development proposals exploiting our water resources," Sullivan said. Montana citizens now have a clear roadmap for holding their local decision makers and state agencies accountable by ensuring they consider public and community comments, proactively identify negative impacts related to new sprawl development, and deny subdivisions that do not have adequate water supplies. Upper Missouri Waterkeeper Executive Director Guy Alsenser, an attorney who represented the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, described Judge McMahon's decision as a landmark ruling that unequivocally establishes that local governments must take citizen concerns into account when considering new subdivisions. Alsenser says that Judge McMahon was rightfully frustrated. Alsenser said, "You can't use exempt wells to circumvent sound science-based planning. You shouldn't have to go to court. The county should be doing its job, DNRC should be doing its job, and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality should be doing its job," he said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.